Hello, welcome to Coffee and Customer Service. This is our regular Google Plus Hangout slash podcast to discuss all things that are customer service. And we typically don't drink coffee. My name is Jeremy Watkin. I'm the Director of Customer Service for Phone.com, and I'm the co-founder of CommunicateBetterBlog.com. And I am here with my lovely co-blogger, Jenny Dempsey. Yo, Jenny, what's in your mug today?
Well, hello, Jeremy. I am drinking a nice big jug of water. Had my coffee earlier. What are you drinking?
I too have my big red Nalgene full of water, so it truly is not a coffee and customer service hangout, but water and customer service does not sound as good. So, Jenny, what do we have on tap for this awesome hangout today?
Well, thanks for asking,
You're
Jeremy.
welcome.
I've been loving our new format. I mean, I guess you can still call it new. It's just we've been a lot more uplifting, and we've also just formatted it with some structure, keep it cool. I got a smile to share. I want to kick that off, share with our audience, and I know you have a really great opportunity for awesome that you want to share with everyone too. And I think we're going to wrap it up with some awesome tweets. They're really good tweets and good tweetables. And I think, though, first thing is that you have an announcement for us. Am I right, Jeremy?
I do, as a matter of fact, have an announcement for us. So we were recently honored to be named by a company called MindTouch to their list of top 100 customer success influencers. So congratulations, Jenny.
And congratulations, Jeremy. It's awesome.
And that's actually where we're gonna get our awesome tweets from for the day. So we will share those in just a little bit. But first of all, Jenny, I think you might have a couple smiles for us today, right?
Oh, yes, I do. I got two smiles. Great things. One's like really, really great. Well, they're both really, really great. All right, I'll just start talking about them. First one is sorry, I get excited about these things. Customer I was working with on the phone, don't usually answer, support calls, but the queue is crazy, so hopped on, was doing some support calls, and this customer was like, "We're just starting out in our business. We need a phone tree, trying to help them do all this stuff." And they're like, "But we're really busy because we're trying to run a business." And I was like, "Hey, I like doing voiceovers. I'll do your greetings. I'll set everything up for you. Just tell me what you need." And they're like, "Really?" Like they were confused. They're like, "You're really nice. Is there something wrong with you?" type thing. They're really confused. And I was like, "I love this stuff. This stuff brightens my day." And so they emailed me, and they emailed me everything that they needed. And they're like, "Thank you for doing this. We brightened your day, and in turn, you brightened ours." And it was just a really cool experience to kind of shock some people with some kindness and help them out, get on their way. They can focus on their business, don't have to worry about their phone system and know it's all set up and they're good to go. So that was really cool. And just kind of threw that post out to kind of challenge people to think about that. Like you helping someone out is just really brightening your own day as well as theirs. I know it's kind of a weird twist on it, but it's kind of a fun way to think about it. And the other smile is one that I don't think Jeremy and I can stop smiling about.
Or sweating in my case.
Oh, okay. I'll mention that too. We had Shep Day. We met Shep Hyken, and we met him in San Diego. He was at a conference, and he had an hour to spare. And he's a busy, busy, busy guy, so an hour is a huge chunk of time out of his day. So we went downtown, got to meet him, and he is just an incredible person, right, Jeremy? I mean, you feel the energy. He's just like so motivated, and he's just got goals, and he's just a go-getter and so enthusiastic, but yet so chill and down to earth. Like we talked about music. Jeremy and him talked about sports. That all went over my head, but it was a really great conversation. And Jeremy sweat. He got really nervous, and kind of was. I mean, there's a lot going on there. It was like a little bit of a rainstorm, but you know, it was all totally worth it because Shep is that awesome. And yeah, so that was really fun. Shep Day, that's forever going to be Shep Day. We'll always remember that. And got some Shep selfies. It was great. Shep, you're awesome. I hope you're watching this. You're fantastic. Thanks again for meeting with us.
And so I have a question for you. So when you so Jenny, one of my favorite things about you is that if you talk long enough, your Southern accent comes out and you're not even from the South.
Oh no.
So when you recorded those greetings for that customer, did you get a drawl going?
Well, you know what? It's funny. I don't ever hear it until someone points it out. So I don't know. Maybe it did. And then they're going to be like, oh, some weirdo in San Diego with a Southern accent in our recordings. And they're located in, like, I don't know, the East Coast. So, yeah, on that note, Jeremy, why don't you tell us about your opportunity for Awesome?
Yeah, so opportunity for Awesome. You know, sometimes these can kind of have more of a negative side to them. In this case, it's not a negative. My opportunity for Awesome, actually, my headphones let me stretch. Just finished reading this book, Essentialism. I think a group of us read it at work, found it to be really enlightening. So the opportunity for Awesome, you know, books like this, kind of self-help, motivation type book, and it's really about getting down to the essentials. So, and I just mentioned in my blog post about this book, five things that I'm trying to do more of my personal / work life. You know, they kind of bleed over into each other. Trying to do these things more often, to be a little bit more effective, more focused on the essentials, and getting the main things done in my life that I really want to get done rather than some of those other things that kind of pull for my time. So I'll just really quickly share my five things. And we would love, like, if anyone has read this book or something similar, what are some of the things you're doing to try and be more of an essentialist? So my first thing, Jenny, is starting the day right. And, you know, how easy it is to roll over in the morning, turn off your alarm on your phone, and then jump right into social media and reading email, whatever, all this stuff, all this news and stuff that's going to put you in a really reactive mindset. Really trying to, and it's a work in progress, but disciplining myself to, instead of reading this, reading something like this, just to kind of get my mind in a better frame of state of mind for the day. And it kind of helps me, you know, plan out my day a little bit better. But, you know, in customer service, we're always going to be reactive on some level. So we need to make sure as much as we can to set aside time to get the main things done. Second thing, sleeping more. There's a great quote in the book about Bill Clinton saying every mistake he made in his life happened as a result of sleep deprivation. I'll let you think about that one a little bit more. It's kind of funny, but I'm like that. I am much more emotionally stable when I've gotten a good night's sleep. Next thing is reading more. They talk a lot in the book about trade-offs. You know, you and I have talked so much about multitasking and how dangerous that mentality is and how much of a myth multitasking is. So if you admit that it's a myth, then you have to realize that there are trade-offs. So if I'm going to sit on my couch for 5 hours every night and watch Friends reruns, then I'm probably not going to have time to read books. And so my goal is to turn that TV off more so and read a lot more books. And I'm doing pretty well with that. The other thing is closing the computer and reading more books as well. So, but there are trade-offs. I mean, so often I trade sleep for work and stuff like that, and I need to do things to, as Stephen Covey would say, sharpen my saw. So next thing, it's okay to say no. You know, I'm still kind of feeling that out. You know, there are essential things in life that you have to do that you can't say no to. But he has a great quote in there that says, and this is Greg McKeown, if it isn't a clear yes, then it's a clear no. So we need, I think we can both admit saying no requires a little bit of courage in a lot of our situations. But getting more confident in not feeling like you have to say yes to everybody. Obviously, when you're on the clock in customer service, you want to figure out how to do business with people. But when 10 people ask you to move on a weekend, it's okay to say no. Take care of yourself, too. And then the last thing is really cleaning out the junk. I've even done it in my desk drawers a little bit, but I've been cleaning out my garage. I heard this great podcast where these guys said that one of the worst phrases in the English or in our language is just in case. You know, we might hold on to things just in case. And I'll just totally tangent because it's not from the book. It's from these guys called the Minimalists. They have this rule called the 20/20 rule. It applies to things that maybe you haven't used in a while. And if you're thinking about getting probably give it away to someone that'll actually use it. And they said in most cases when they do that, they don't end up going back and needing to use that item ever again. So, you know, focusing on being more of an essentialist, not maintaining so many things, that's really my opportunity for awesome. And I think the more we can focus on that stuff, the more awesome we will be. So there you go.
That's great, Jeremy. Those are some really great, great words of wisdom to follow and really just listen to yourself. You really need to be essentialist. So important, all those things.
Yeah, so I know you read the book, Jenny, not to put you on the spot, but was there anything that that you really tried to put in place in your own life that out of that?
Well, definitely the saying no. Like, I want to help everyone, so I'll say, you know, if someone asks me, I'm like, yeah, sure, and I'll make it happen and say yes and take on more projects than I really can handle. But I've learned that, you know, the world is not going to end if I say no. I'm not going to hurt someone's feelings if I tell them no. They're not going to hate my guts. I mean, maybe for a little bit, but they'll get over it. It's like not the end of the world. And I have to really remember that. But that was one thing that stuck out. And just putting priorities on things as far as what's important to do and what's not. Like, you can't do everything all at once. There's that multitasking thing. It just doesn't work. It's not effective. And so when I think about it from an angle of, how am I going to be the best person I could be to whatever I'm doing, then I really am able to prioritize it and just focus on one thing when I know I'm going to do this really great, then I'm going to go do this really great. So I still have a lot of things that probably need to work on, but I'm doing them to the best of my ability, focusing, giving them the time that they need. So it's a struggle, but that's really what stood out.
Awesome.
Closet's pretty clean. I know I move too much to keep things stored.
I know you're always bringing in like random things that you're giving away. Sometimes I'm the beneficiary. I didn't really want your bag of oats the other day, though.
Yeah, I was cleaning at the pantry. That's funny.
So, I think, do you know what time it is?
It is tweetable time, I think.
I was hoping you'd say it's 3:28.
Oh, I was going to say tool time, but then I was like, wait, it's not right either.
Yes, we have some awesome tweets to share. Jenny, what's your awesome tweet for today?
All right. Customer success is an ongoing dance party that never gets dull. It's exciting, passionate, and full of new moves to learn.
Nice.
What's yours?
Mine, so just to give you a little context, listener, these are from that MindTouch top customer success influencers list that we were on. They asked us for a quote about what we think customer success is. So mine is, customer success is all about serving your customers in a way that builds meaningful and lasting connections and leaves them awe-inspired.
Aww.
Those aren't quite tweet length, but there's a great image that we'll put in our blog post, and you can you can please retweet that, favorite, all that good stuff.
Yay!
Well, it's been another good week, hasn't it?
It has. And it's been a nice rainy Friday to end that week here in San Diego.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for joining us for another awesome coffee and customer service. If you'd ever like to join us as a guest, definitely contact us. And we hope you'll tell your friends and family and coworkers all about us. And what else? Am I missing something? Now you can stream this as a podcast as well, which is terrific.
Awesome.
Did I miss anything, Jenny?
No, just find us on Twitter. Say hi.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Have a good weekend.